ass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. Avery's in the background dancing to the theme music, and this is off the rails already. Welcome back, guys.
It will do that to you.
This is off the rails already.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot. We're here with you guys in the building. What's good?
Man, everything is great. Everything is great. Preparing to get down to Atlanta and have an amazing, amazing experience with the people. As you can see, today I decided to wear the white Gathering the Masters t-shirt. Hit shopurbanx.com ASAP.
Yes,
if you're trying to get one to wear to the event. If not, you just have to get down there and see us. When we're there, we're going to have plenty of merch, plenty of outstanding pieces we're bringing. Because, you know, our catalog is extensive.
It is.
And so, but it is. Here's the kicker, Malcolm. Everything we bring is going to be $30 or less.
Snap.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Whoa.
So everything. So because Ritz kept the price down, you know, for people to enter, we're going to keep the price down for people to engage, enjoy, pick up a couple of pieces. If you see something you really, really like, you come get it. We're going to make it available. You know what I mean?
That white is blinding me right now. Like, the glare. It's glaring up my glasses. I can't even look at it. Couldn't even look at you, man.
And of course, for the ladies, again, you know,
nice.
These are on the site now. We didn't have them on the site on what was that? Monday. But they on the site now. You buy one of these, you put the rest of this stuff in there.
Exactly. Yes. I like where your head is at. Thank you,
yes,
guys, for joining us. Hope you guys had an amazing week. Thank you for closing it out with us. We appreciate it always.
Always.
All right. So how was your week?
Week is, again, busy, man. Sitting here, getting all of this stuff. We bring in tons and tons of dope, dope stuff. Of course, we're going to have books. We're going to have hats. We're going to have merchandise. We really going to do it up. Journals that we had left. We really going to do it up, bring it to you, everything $30 or less. I'm expecting you to just grab it all and get done with it. So that's what we've been doing. Tomorrow, I attend the funeral of my brother's mom's, who's also like a mother to me. So that will close out my week to make sure that her transition, you know, is done properly, you know?
Yes, absolutely. All right. I had a great week, you know, busy.
Okay.
As well. Let's get to some roll calls and then let's get to some stuff, guys.
Yes.
Talk about stuff. All right. I see Houston in the house was good. I saw Atlanta or Hotlanta was happening, everybody. Who else?
Columbia, Ohio. In Durham, the building.
North Carolina was good. Hartford in the building was good.
Peace from LA. I love it. In the building. Brooklyn, Baltimore. Clearwater, Florida. Alabama,
happening?
Cincinnati. Nollins. Hartford,
what's
the, Detroit.
What's 717? Shouts out to y'all.
Shout out to 717. Italy is in the building.
Somebody said they're headed to Tokyo in the fall, but they're going to wear some Urban X merch out there. Shouts out to
lovely,
you.
Lovely. We are world renowned.
Absolutely. St. Louis was good. Thank
Virginia.
Y'all, man. Thank y'all for joining us. South Central LA. Heard you.
Yes.
Heard you.
Yes.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Wilmington, Delaware, Justice Bourne was happening. Via Edenwald. Man, I got some stories over there. I went to high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, oh man. Shouts out to y'all. Gary, Indiana. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all, man. Let's get to some stuff. Let's get to some stuff.
I wanna first like to wish Chuck D and Professor Griff from Public Enemy, a happy birthday.
Happy B-Day. I feel like we just wished him a happy birthday.
I know. That's how fast the year's going by.
Yeah.
And remember, they're born on the same day, the same year. What are the chances that happened? So shout out Chuck D. Public Enemy to me is one of, if not the most important hip-hop group of all time, in my humble opinion. What they stood for, the message, when we needed the message, how the message was packaged and delivered. It came through loud and strong, and they shift the paradigm of consciousness for young revolutionaries, young artists, young shakers and movers. And Griff was the first person to be canceled.
Yeah.
Culture canceled. And he's still here. So shout out Professor Griff for standing on his square till this day.
Yes, all these years later. That's cool. It's actually crazy. That's actually like a really wild stat to think about.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
So, speaking of Professor Griff and Chuck D, I kind of wanted to talk about Yachty real quick.
Okay.
Because he was just on the Flagrant podcast, and he kind of said that he just recently listened to the Black Album and Reasonable Doubt by Jay-Z. And, you know, he was giving, you know, his takes on it and stuff like that. But I'm two minds, right? So I understand when young people come in, they do their own thing. They kind of set their own path, and you shouldn't really be shackled by what came before you if you want to do something new, right?
Uh-huh.
Fine. However, I do think there is something to be said by if this is your profession, you should be a sort of connoisseur in your field. Like, you should know what came before you. Even if you don't want to go that direction, you should understand what came before you, why it came before you, why it was impactful, why people liked it. You know what I'm saying? I think football, I mean, in sports, in music, in writing, whatever it is that you do, if you call yourself a rapper, you should just know staples in your field. And him saying that, and I feel like a lot of young artists, they wear that as a badge of honor. Like, oh, I'm not, I don't need to listen to that. Or like, I didn't care about Jay-Z. I'm from the South. I get it. But I still think if you talk to older rappers from the South, you talk to older rappers from New York or the West Coast, they know the staples of each coast and in each region. Because if you're a music lover, if you take this seriously, that's how it should be. So I just, nobody should listen to Yachty around any music takes is my long way of saying that.
Well, here's the thing with that, Malcolm. If you want to know where you come from, where you're going, you need to know where you came from. So we understand that right. principle, right?
But right.
when you're a rapper and you coming on a timeline and it's about really making money and being popular, understanding what came before that may confuse you. Because a lot of those early artists, some of them partied, but there was more of a purpose that went with it. You know what I mean? And remember, those first artists are coming from R&B, soulful, a revolutionary time period. And people forget hip hop in its inception was rebellious. You know what I mean? It was different than what our parents were used to in every aspect of the word. However, the music was of their vibration, because we James Brown and all of those soul records and things of that nature. And so you had no choice but to know the origins of it. But hip hop has come so far. And in 50 years time, if Yachty hits the timeline 35 years in, it may be too much for him to go back that far. If all he wants to do is be popular, come out with a couple of cool raps, make some money, and travel. And that's where we are with the disconnect between eldership and, you know, today's particular artists, because they have lowered the vibration so much of the art form that you don't even have to take pride in being able to rap. Or if you was a DJ, now you could just get on them little Serratos and them little Spindles and call yourself a DJ and know nothing about digging in the crates, know nothing about two actual turntables. And so we're in a cookie cutter stage where they can manufacture more artists instantly than ever before. So knowing who Jay-Z was, and for him to make the statement, he wasn't really into all the instrumental stuff, because on, I believe, the Black Album, or one of them, Jay-Z used a lot more instruments than he did, actual sampling and, you know, things of that nature. And so he said he wasn't into the instrumentation, but it all comes from instrumentation. Even the sampling came from people who actually played instruments. And so that's an ignorant statement on his part, but he represents a young generation whose reference point is the last artist they heard.
But why is it always hip hop where you don't have to be like, as you call it, like down by law? You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be of it to reap all the rewards from it. You get what I'm saying? Like, CJ, like, I'm going to football now. CJ Stroud, if you listen to him talk football, you would think he's been in the league for 10 years now. He's going into his second year because he's that much of a student of the game.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? There's certain artists like Tyler, the Creator. When he talks music, he talks music. You get what I'm saying? It's not just rap. He's talking music.
Right.
And I'm just like, why don't we, like, you know, why isn't like a thing where, you know, we have to like vet you before we even let you.
There used to be a time, like we said, when you was down by law, you couldn't come out sounding like anybody. You couldn't bite anybody's style. But because it was very few artists in every region. And so you could quietly monitor, yo, bro, what's that? Once it became a global thing, and once it became an instrument of destruction used by other people, then all bets was off, because we would have never allowed. You see the bar Queen Latifah and them set with Ladies First, and how ladies demanded their respect and kept their clothes on. We would not have allowed Little Kim and Foxy and Trina and all of that to even spiral. And even they in today's market were safe.
That is tame compared to now.
Right?
Yeah.
So But remember, I told you, these people, they never retreat. So yeah. Whatever they move, they deal with your bull, and they stay there, and they keep moving. And now you basically got to show your butthole and have no rhyme skill. You know, what I mean?
I'm waiting for the first porn star rapper. Like, I'm waiting for it. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I'm not talking.
It's ripe for the market for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember, hip hop in its totality. And when I talk to people about hip hop, most of these people I'm talking to, they're talking about rap. So they're talking about an MC.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And not even a DJ half the time. When you talk about hip hop, you're talking about a totality of expression. You're talking about something that had no rules to it. It was the only music that had no rules. If it was dope, it was dope. You could sample jazz, rock and roll, pop, opera. If it was dope, it was dope. You could be anything, you know, of any yeah. genre. If yeah. you could qualify that you belong to be here, and we allowed that. Once this thing became corporate and it became about strictly money, mind control, psychological, prisons, and a vehicle for so much more to sell products, to create mindsets, we move in a whole different area in which the rules have become very, very different. You know what yeah. I mean?
Yeah.
So I think Lil Yachty represents a generation of people who feel, I don't have to listen to my elders. Forget them.
Yeah.
I'm doing yeah. my thing. And then when the people who are the gatekeepers allow it, because they're going to make money, there are no yeah. rules, there are no standard. Even in basketball, there's still a standard. You know what yeah. I mean? And how we yeah. conduct ourselves, how they do things. They're students of the game and you know, all the other sports, but not hip-hop. Hip-hop is just, yeah, you know.
Because, like, in sports, obviously, the equalizer is, like, you're playing against somebody, right? Like, mm-hmm. it's on display for us to see. You can't fake it. Even
right.
if you want the narrative to kind of, if we're watching Bronny have a rough time out there, like, we're watching it, right?
Yes. Yes.
In hip hop, people don't realize like how easy it is to fake these numbers.
Yes.
And to fake like what they can't fake is these ticket sales. That's why a lot of them are canceling shows and
right.
they light
right.
up together. And that's when you're starting to see like, oh, okay, so that's really not doing that well, or it's not doing as well as, you know, we make it seem. So that's kind of the only
That's the only equalizer kinda, because you can't cheat yeah. your way through sports. Yeah. Even if yeah. you get a free ride, eventually you're going to have to play against somebody and you're going to yeah. have to show and prove. If you're a cornerback and you keep getting beat, then you're getting beat, bro.
Right.
And rap, right. they can... Look, Drake is a totally manufactured artist.
Yeah.
So they can manufacture and take you to the top. Side note, I listened to Rakim's new album, and I like it. I'm not going to say it was phenomenal or anything, but for the first time in Rakim's life, he did a whole bunch of features. Rakim never did features. On his okay. albums, he was famous for doing no features.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I talked to him when I was down with Tim Dog, and Tim was trying to get Rakim on a feature, and I knew damn well Tim wasn't going to get Rakim on a feature, because he just didn't do that. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
he had an extended conversation back then. I wound up giving him my book, Hip Hop Decoded, later. So I think this is his way of kind of paying homage to a litany of random artists you would never think he would do these features with. And it's only seven songs, seven representing God. I think it's the prelim to him dropping a full length, but he kind of wanted to pay homage to the culture itself. Nice. So I'm a big up Rakim for that.
Nice.
Definitely worth a good listen.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. I just wanted to start the show for that because that was kind of like, you know, on my heart a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk.
Wait,
Trump.
Let me hit the station identification.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Let's talk Trump. Let's talk Ooh. It. that has been making its rounds, and it did what it was supposed to do, I think, social media-wise. So Trump accepted his invitation to the NAJB, which is the National Association of Black Journalists, and which he was interviewed by three journalists, and I don't know what anybody else expected, but it was what I expected. It was a complete mess. They came out super aggressive. I'm talking about the journalists, which I'm not going to lie, I do appreciate, because as I said before on the little piece I did earlier, I like when journalists are in front of somebody who they probably feel a way towards, and you ask hard questions. You ask what you want to know. Fine. I'm all with that. The only point I made is I hope that if they get Kamala Harris in front of her, they too ask some hard questions.
That was a great point you made. That was a great podcast you did yesterday. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I hope they just keep the same energy, because
they won't.
But what that does is it shoots your credibility now. Because I just know now, okay, so this organization of quote unquote journalists are only for Democrats. That's all they're there for. They're only there to tell the Democratic story. And you could see that the way Roland Martin was mad at him not being invited there, because, or him not being able to speak, or like there's some of the questions that were asked. He thought they were soft questions and stuff like that. But when he was in front of Hillary Clinton, he was showing her how to legit shuck and jive.
Yes.
Like legit. You get what I'm saying? So that was my point. And then what I also don't want, for the people who didn't catch it, what I said earlier, what I also don't want is for them to make a hard correction on having, if they get Kamala Harris, having three black men up there and they actually go hard on her. And now it just kind of feeds back into the narrative that it's black men against Kamala Harris.
Right.
Because I can 100% see that happening as well, because that's just how our media goes, and that's just how the narrative, like, you know, we like our narratives.
Yes. So, and again,
no, go ahead. Yeah.
I think what we saw from Trump is what I expected. He was going to be short. He was going to be curt. He was going to be obnoxious at times. He was going to avoid real questions. But he came into the lion's den. And by coming into the lion's den and standing his ground, to me, he added to his white votership. He added to the, you know, the notion that the more black people shift who are a minority in this country, let's be clear, shift to Kamala, the quiet sentiments of real, almost racist white people just fortified something has to be done.
Yeah.
So it looks as if he was taking a beating in there and he was winning every round.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It all depending how you see it.
Yeah, because I saw people when I saw like both sides. I saw people going, oh my God, look at this piece. You know, look at him, boom, boom. And then I'm seeing, oh my God, look at this piece. And then they're talking about the journalists, because they quote unquote were attacking Trump. He looked like the victim. He looked like, you know, he came in good faith and in the lines. And I'm saying this all in quotation. Don't get mad at me. And then they all pressed him and they all asked these disrespectful questions and they were being rude to him and stuff like that. So it kind of just fed his base a little bit more. And I don't know, guys, watch the videos back. Watch the Q&A's back. It did seem like the crowd did not like some of the questioning. I don't know if you guys peeped that. Just go, if I could be wrong. It seemed like instead of cheering for the questions that were asked, and they had seemed like they were taken back, like, yo, like, that's, whoa. That was kind of the tone I was getting. So the plan actually might have backfired on them.
Yeah. Again, remember, this is a game of chess. And I want to add, these two teachers, I just saw this report, they did a science experiment, a history experiment, where they staged a fight between two teachers in front of the students, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, they left the classroom, and then the principal came in and asked each student to write down what they saw. And they say each one of those kids had a different perspective based on what teacher they liked.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And what perspective and angle. And so history is written in that capacity. When you watch an event of this magnitude, it's always about the perspective of the person you like or don't like. If you don't like Trump, man, that black, them black sisters going at it. They was giving him the business. If you like Trump, you were like, yo, he handled that like a G. They kept cutting him off. They wouldn't let him speak. He was answering all questions. And that's how human psychology just works. You know what I mean? And so if you consider yourself unbiased and you're just watching it and reporting it, even if your unbiased opinion is really unbiased based on who you like, you will call me capping for Trump or you will call me capping for Kamala.
Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah.
And that's what journalism is about. And when you get in the field of journalism in any capacity, you have to understand that comes with the territory. Right?
Yeah.
So you get in my comment section and wild out on me.
Yeah, guys, you know, y'all learned me something good with this, with the Kendrick and Drake, because it was like an election with that too.
Of course.
Like, yeah.
Of course.
Oh my God. Y'all learned me something good, because I was saying, like, yo, I think this, and I think that, oh, Malcolm, you an OVO stand. Oh,
right. Right.
Now it's, oh, Malcolm, you a MAGA. And then I said on my Facebook, right, this early this week, because I mentioned Kamala Harris bringing out Meg Thee Stallion at her rally in Atlanta. And I said, Republicans and Democrats love to bring out rappers for black people at rallies because clearly they know we like hippie hop music.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody got in my comments and said, how is Meg going up there twerking? And Amber Rose going up there, and for the Republicans, the same thing, because one was twerking and one was intelligent in her response. And I said, oh, like, okay, facts. However, the Republicans, she was still in a music video, Amber Rose.
Yes.
Called Trump, Trump, Baby. You can look it up. It's on YouTube right now. So they still are using, and I'm saying, and I made the point to
and
say
she's
both.
She's still a rapper to them.
To them. They called her a rapper on her tagline, and when they called her up. So again, I specifically said Republicans and Democrats to kind of lay that point out.
Right.
And again, depending on who you like, because all of a sudden then I'm caping for Kamala because I didn't. It's weird. It's weird.
And your dad has been trying to prepare you for this for a very long time.
Yeah,
you can't get involved. You can't get emotionally involved. And I get accused of being too stoic and non-emotional. It's because emotion leads to mistakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mistakes in your judgment of things you say. And when you've done nearly 500 shows, I've made plenty of mistakes. I try to correct them, especially if somebody corrects me on it. And they go, Don, you was out of pocket. I go, you know what? You're right. So I'm not going to sit up and say I've never been emotional, but I try to refrain from it because you make mistakes when you're emotional. You know, it's facts over feelings. That's it.
Yeah.
That should be the next shirt. Facts over feelings.
Yeah.
And when your feelings are involved in any capacity, you just, you lose, you know, you lose your footing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Amber didn't twerk. We know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
she
Amber
still
did call Amber's. She called herself a slut. How many times? And then she tried to change the
even
acronyms.
That. Okay, even that. I'm talking about how they see how they need to win over black people, not with policy,
right?
Not with actual like. No, they need a celebrity that might appeal to the blacks.
At the end of the day, and if you're going to tell me Amber is an intellectual who understands any policy, you smoking crack.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the point I'm making.
Whether so rapping, twerking, slurping, whatever the hell you want to call it, it has nothing to do with education, homelessness, healthcare, childcare, none of that. None of that. They don't, let's make it real, let's slow it down. They don't feel they need to cover policies that really affect our lives. They figure celebrity worship will get the job done. They don't do that to white people. They bring out people who, that you know, who cover policy and is concerned about real issues in their community. For us, it's a rapper, it's an actor, it's a ball player. It's the things that emit emotion, feelings,
yes,
not facts.
Yes, idol worship. That's all we're saying.
Idol worship. That's it.
That's all we're saying. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? Now we could also talk about, let's talk about the Meg at the Kamala Harris thing. That was bad. That was bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody there who cheered for that, that's bad. I actually heard it wasn't a lot of people there.
Okay.
Like the way the camera angle was showing, like it was packed, but I heard like it wasn't really a lot of people. Somebody said that they were paying homeless people to go in there to kind of fill out the crowd. Don't know how true that is. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was bad, nonetheless. Very bad. She had Quavo come up because she said, Trump don't walk it like I talk it, child. And then Quavo comes out. I was just like, come on, bro.
That was bad.
Come on.
And you should be offended. Not you, but
yeah,
collectively. You should just be like, are you serious? Y'all going to keep running the same play?
Yeah.
It's bad, but
it is.
They're going to have to start kissing the ring, is what I said last week. All of these athletes, rappers, actors, whose job, if they are part of the Boule, the Talented 10th or whatever, is to keep you asleep.
Yeah.
They have to assume their positions, whatever they are, and they have to act like they're poor. Most of them are Republicans because they're rich. You
right.
know what I mean? And they
right,
get tax breaks and all this other stuff. But their job is to appear as if they are the people going through the same thing you and I are going through. And they are not.
Yeah.
But they have to play their position. I don't care what you said about Kamala in the past. She's the one in control now. She's the one that we're behind. So we're all going to get in line. And if you're a rapper, come out with your raps. If you're an athlete, come out and speak your piece. If you know what I'm saying, an actor, yo, we're getting behind Kamala. And so that they can keep you, the sooner you realize these people are not for you on any side.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The sooner you get to realize you in this by yourself and you need to think about your own personal interest. And if your own personal interest is to not vote for either one of them, don't vote for either one of them. Make you sleep well.
We saw these people for the traitors that they are during 2020. They told you to take the thing when they probably themselves didn't take it.
Yes.
They told you to vote for Joe Biden. Come on. Come on. If you guys heard, you guys watched The Godfather. Whoever tells you about this meeting, it's a traitor. Whoever tells you to vote for these people,
yes,
it's a traitor.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we see it. Like, it's been there how many times, but I don't know.
But Malcolm, let me say this.
Yeah.
That was centuries ago in the world of social media. COVID was 4 years ago. That shit was like 25 years ago in dog years or some shit.
Yeah.
Right? And so the amnesia of our people is astronomical. We just forget and we move on until they hit the recycle button and now we're back talking the same shit. This shit is so crazy. I'm getting ready to start playing my campaign videos, you know, the shits we did, and they're going to be just as relevant now as they was 4 years ago.
4 years ago, yeah.
It's going to be people in the comment section or who just joining us who've never seen them before. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the reset button.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Well, I had something to say really quick. It'll come back to me later. No, what I was going to say, because somebody said I'm getting gray hairs from these arguments. I had like three tweets. I was on Twitter. I've been like off it for, you know, not as much as I've been on it. But I saw everybody attacking Maul from the Rory and Maul show, formerly of the Joe Budden podcast, because he's been just kind of trolling people with saying like he's, you know, for Trump and he's not for Biden and stuff like that. Then he came out today and said, Joe, I'm not voting for any one of these liars, right? And people got so mad at him for his opinion. And called him dangerous because he has a platform and he's spewing dangerous rhetoric. And I'm saying, yo, for people who claim to want these changes and claim to be really tough against white supremacy and want their just due and want their rights and want their reparations, you guys are soft as shit. If somebody's opinion can get you so mad and so in your feelings that he can't talk about who he might vote for, who he does want to vote for, who he doesn't want to vote for, and then it gets you that angry. And then I thought, why am I getting angry at them being angry? I got to chill too. So that's what I said. Like, I was literally tweeting. I said, ah, no, I'm going to delete it. Let me fall
I'm
back.
Because
you get what I'm saying? I'm saying out of all of it. I muted everybody's name.
Malcolm.
And I've cleaned up my algorithm, my timeline, and everything. So that's it.
Here's another equation to it. You don't even know if those are people.
That too.
That's a big portion of this. This thing is so advanced now.
That too.
You don't know if they're people who attacked him or the sentient beings, back to the Matrix, who heard some key words and then the sentient beings go attack. And you know what I mean? And, oh, this guy is dangerous. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, remember, back in the Matrix, Mr. Smith was everywhere.
Yeah.
He was a vibration. He wasn't an actual person. You sit there and you say something that triggers and blah, blah, blah. Now Mr. Smith is in your face.
Yeah.
So everybody is a potential Mr. Smith. And now the machine world itself has Mr. Smith everywhere. That's why I don't get in online debates about any subject online.
Yeah.
I make a few points and I keep it moving. And I'm telling you guys to do the same because you could be, listen, a big vein could be coming down the middle of your forehead and you could be talking to a machine.
You know what I noticed? People don't know how to take it when they can't pin you down.
Mm-hmm.
When they can't get a full, he is this or he's for that. And if you go, nah, you know, I listen to all of it. Or, you know, I don't really care about any of it.
Right. No, well, that's...
You get what I'm saying? Or
you have to be one way or the other.
Right.
That's the way this human psychology works.
And if it doesn't, if you're not, it makes people uncomfortable, like, about you. Like, they looking at you like, yo, what? Like, what's this person's problem? Like, what's...
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
When you didn't take the jab, bro, it was people who were ready to kill you.
Guys, y'all do more defending than acting like your stance is neutral. I want to say this. We've done, this is episode 485. We came on, when did this show start? This show started in 2018. That was in the middle of the Trump run. Like, that was in the middle of his first run. Go back and watch those episodes and ask us if we were defending him. That's all I want to say.
That's too much work for these people. That's too much work for these people.
That's all I want to say. Right?
We didn't say nothing about Trump all day.
They think because we're not defending, because we're going at Kamala Harris.
Kamala is the one on the timeline. We just got finished saying the Trump situation is a win or lose based on how you feel about it.
we just like legit said it, and everybody is again hearing what they want to hear.
Malcolm, and let's move on. Move on. Move on.
Yeah, we real quick, real quick. I want
more shows of this shit, dude. You know,
yeah, real quick. Niggas somebody said, man, nobody watching Rory and Maul. Sign up. I think they have a better show than Joe Budden's podcast now. I'll be like my personal opinion. I think it's a way easier.
So I can't defend or, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a way easier listen. Joe's podcast, he turned it into a reality show where there's like four underlying stories within every episode. This person might get fired. This person says something slick about this person.
Oh, okay.
This person not really agreeing. This person got suspended for a month. And Rory Moore show, they just talking, shooting shit. It was the energy that the Joe Budden podcast used to have when they were on it. I think they did a really good job of attempting to kind of recapture that. So it's not as hard of a listen. And it's only how many people on that show? Joe's show is like 10 people, like 10 mics.
I'm going to take your word for that because I don't watch either one of their shows. Yeah, I barely watch this show. And I'm on it.
Thanks. Thank you for the super chats, everybody who donated. Totally appreciate it. If we didn't get to it, we was too busy arguing.
Yes. Yeah, arguing. I appreciate it.
All right, let's get to some more stuff.
Let's take a commercial break, huh?
Oh, is it time?
I think it's time.
I was in the zone. In the zone.
Mama Dot said it's time. Chris Bird, thank
you. Got bills to pay.
Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
to our podcast listeners. Please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we are back.
Yes.
So there's NFL going, the Hall of Fame game is happening right now.
Oh, they're bringing that? It's that time?
Yeah, Texans versus the Bears. And they unveiled the new kickoff thing that they're doing now. Because
how is that?
So they actually were doing it in the XFL a year before, and they did it in the UFL. And I knew that's what they were doing. They were trying everything out there to kind of bring it to the NFL. I think it cut down on injuries because they're not running full speed from 50 yards into each other.
Yeah, that's violent.
Yeah, so it's not that bad. It's really not that bad.
Okay.
It's different, like, you know, what happened to the game I love type thing, but, you know.
Well, change is inevitable.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah. Somebody said they like the new kickoff. All right.
Yeah. So, shout out to Mr. Darius. Me and the wife enjoying the show. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you always.
So, let's get to some more stuff.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, got some big news yesterday. Huge news. Huge news. News I never thought I'd see ever. They freed the world boss. No, you're supposed to hit the bomb, man.
The bomb?
Gunshot. You got hit the gunshot, man.
Rewind. Yeah, blah, 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 yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Thanks. Vibes Cartel, he's been freed from prison after, I think he was in there 13 years. I remember when he got locked up. That was actually wild. He was jailed after his conviction was overturned by UK judges in March. So shocking. I thought he was going to die in jail. I'm not going to lie to you. I said,
wow. So what were the actual charges?
Murder.
Murder.
Yes, murder.
Murder.
Man, yeah, and they never found the guy. And I don't think they found the murder
because
weapon
him
either.
Gone, him dead. Him 6 feet under. Him long and, gone. And, they never find him.
And I believe they got him on text message basically saying, like, make sure you never find him. The guy's name was Lizard.
I make sure you never find him, buddy.
Yeah.
Me no care what you do.
Yeah.
The judge not
so, like,
nothing.
I'm telling you, I didn't think he was going to be out. Bro. I did not think. So, but he's out. So a lot of people are hyped. But he does not look well.
Okay.
At all. So I think he should kind of take some time, lay low, get healthy before any, like, new music comes out. I think he put out a mixtape today. I'm dead ass serious.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, he getting ready to come and tax everybody. Everybody got to pay the tax.
Yeah.
When the boss is home, everybody got to pay a tax. You know how that go, Mal. So you was out doing your little jingles and shit, making your little money. It's tax on that now. You know what I mean? And so I'm glad I'm not in the Jamaican music business.
Yeah.
And I'd have to fork over, you know. And so, you know, you don't want the kind of problems. He looks scary.
Oh, no, Vibes, man.
I would be him. Because he looks like he could get shit done, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, he's from the Gaza. And Movado even shouted him out. If you guys are unfamiliar, Gully versus Gaza beef, that was a real thing, especially when I was back in high school. Like, that was a real, real thing. And it was so real that was happening in Jamaica, and it caused, like, beef in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Like, uptown Bronx. Like, it caused beef. Yeah, it was,
That's how deep that beef is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yo, crazy. Crazy. The Gully versus the Gaza. Yes, bit by side, So, we'll see. Drake shouted him out by wearing a shirt, stuff like that. Side note, LeBron and Savannah were in the Olympics. They were watching the Olympics, and Savannah was wearing a PG Lang shirt. That's Kendrick's brand.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All
yes.
Right.
I think lines are being drawn. I really want to know what he did.
What who
to
did?
Make all these what Drake did to make them niggas that mad. Like,
first
everybody.
Of all, okay, he was probably sleeping with everybody's wives because he was a sucker like that. If you sleep with Lil Wayne's girl while he down,
that was crazy. That
then
was crazy.
All bets is off with anything that you're capable of doing.
That was
and
crazy.
It also
yeah, right.
means you have low self-esteem when you got to go for other people's girl like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so it proved, again, he's a sucker. Don't get me wrong. I've listened to many of Drake's slaps, you know, in the car. I think it's safe for, like, teeny boppers because he don't kill nobody or really get too vulgar. Then he started crossing line. I'm talking about early Drake was almost like pop music. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
The yeah.
young ladies liked him because he was, you know, he pouring out his heart. That's why I came up with the name Dr. Ake. I just
yeah.
split his name and shit because he was always in pain.
Yeah.
And women, he was emoting feelings. And then I think he started feeling himself like he was.
Yo, yeah, I think it was the Meek battle.
Yes.
I think that's when, like, if you kind of, like, listen to the change in his music, that's when he really started talking tough because he caught a body.
He caught a body. And right? he started believing the hype.
Yeah.
And the fight may have been fixed. Meaning, come on, once you understood
yeah.
this nigga was hopping around on a bunny
yeah.
hop.
Yeah.
And shit. Then I saw him box and I saw his hands flail like this. Whenever I see a grown ass man hitting a body bag and he ain't pop pop.
Yeah.
Even if I ain't never hit the body bag,
yeah,
I'm make sure.
Two good ones.
Yeah,
two, yeah.
I'm watching on cameras on.
Yeah.
Pop pow.
Yeah.
Add a little extra sound effect. Oh, don't fuck with that. So I hit yeah. that bag. This thing was like pow, pat, 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 pat. And then I seen the nigga run and do a cartwheel flip.
I saw that.
I'm like, everything about this nigga says he drink Gatorade. Everything.
Yeah.
So you go yeah. to body, okay, cool. And then you start thinking you tough because they in your corner. Yeah. Nobody fuck with you, Drake, nigga. You
yeah.
putting out.
Yeah.
You start believing that shit. And Kendrick, like, I know this nigga don't think he like a real fighter or some shit,
yeah.
a real MC. And so, as we have it, history has... He put a spanking on that boy, something serious.
Yeah.
And so, and plus everybody, Malcolm, everybody wants to be on the side of the winners.
That too.
So whatever, whoever's winning, niggas is like, ready to
yeah.
jump in and get in and want to Don King that shit, hold up.
Yeah, that too.
Only in America, you know,
yeah.
shit. So.
That too.
Yeah, yeah. So, Drake ain't have a chance.
All right. Okay. That was just, you know, that was just something up.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the feds are making Dame Dash sell his stake, his 33% in the Reasonable Doubt album. They're putting it up for auction.
How's that? Is it because of his back taxes or something?
I think so. I think he doesn't have the money. He got sued and lost.
Okay.
And I don't think he has the money to cover it, so they're liquidating his assets. And
wow, that's a major
move.
Of
his, yeah, it's one of his assets.
That's a major move if that has to fall through, because to me, that's the only, I can't say the only leverage, but that was his ace in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, and so now if he has to do that, that could be serious.
Yeah.
You know, because after you pay that debt, it might not be nothing left, and you could be standing on nothing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And the thing with Dame, it's interesting because I do believe him to have a great business mind, right? I do believe that. I just feel like he's letting ego get in front of, like, new moves he could be making, because it feels like every time somebody interviews him, they ask him about the past with Rockefeller, Jay-Z, and he gets mad that they ask him about the past, but it feels like he's still there. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, mentally, it feels like his energy is still there, because I feel like at this point, you have the audience. If you really wanted to create it, you can have you have the resources necessary. But again, you want to do everything on your own. You need to be the boss of everything. And it's kind of holding you back from creating something new.
Malcolm, it has held us back.
Yeah.
As a podcast.
Touche. Touche.
Right?
Touche.
Because when you enter into those rooms of that level of sponsorship, I'm not saying you always got to touch your toes. I'm not even going to go in for all of that.
Yeah.
It's still a level of game that must be played. So your knowledge of things has to be tapered by your ability to read the room, right? So Dame Dash, he acquired the knowledge he needed while he was in the room.
Yeah.
Now, to stay in that room, you have to play a 3- and 4-dimensional level of chess. Can't be you make a move, I make a move, I'm coming for your head moves, because the room has multiple layers to it. There are people that they throw out in front of you to see how you respond and how you handle that. So, you know what I mean? And then reaching out and trying to do the distribution deal, I get all of that. The ones who survive, because do not think everybody who's in them rooms don't know the way the game is played. The spook who sat by the door is real. Some of those people know how to navigate both worlds in order to get deals done, but still maintain a certain level of integrity. So if you want to be the boss of all bosses, there are too many steps in the maze that you have to go through. Sacrifices, this, that. It's so much so that you could sit up on the top of that particular pyramid, whatever that pyramid is.
Right.
Just to take his knowledge of what he learned and apply it on a lower level of people who are willing to support him, he still can make a great living for himself. But you can't make a great living and be the man and middle finger everybody in corporate America. I don't have a degree in business. I'm a thousandaire, and I know that.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I already know if I want to, hey, you know, I got my white person laugh. Hey, John, I got all of that shit down pat if I need it, right?
Right.
When I used to go to Eli's school and he had all these, you know, I knew how to, you know, but it was just a temporary thing. You can't come in there on some, I'm running this, because you're going to hit too many stop gaps. It's just the way the game goes. Or you just ask the people to support you on the level you are and leave it at that. And so you can be your own worst enemy if your ego does get involved.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. I don't care what nobody say.
Absolutely. Your boy, Doug, can you... Hey, my peace, Kevin. What's good? Shouts out to you. Thank you for the super chat as well.
Peace. Yeah.
All right. I had something else to say in regards to that. It'll come back to me.
And this reasonable doubt is the beginning of everything. It's, see, one album that was the blood, the sweat, and the tears. It's 36 chambers. You know what I'm saying? It's the blood, it's the sweat, it's the tears, it's the, we got big dreams. It's a certain energy alchemically that went into that album that may not have went into the other albums, right?
Yeah, and think about, like, the web. If you ever seen, like, the Rockefeller... like web from everything that has spawned from that, and to not own that anymore. That's sad.
And remember, it's not just an album. Like I said, it's how connected we were when that album was made. It's the bricks that was moved. It's the, you know, the moves that were made to put us in position. It was the narration of the story being told. It was, we don't have these things yet, but we're about to have these things.
Right.
And so I always speak about 36 chambers. I can hear that they were all in the same room, stinky feet, eating pizza, arguing with each other, battling each other. I can feel that. And then I can feel the other album, which was good. You know what I mean?
Really good.
But I could tell everybody had a little bit more money. Everybody had a little bends. Everybody had their own agent. I could feel it and hear the difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That first album always means something more emotional. So for him, it is his ties to everything that was, because it was the centerpiece for everything that became. And when you lose that, you lose everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
So, that's sad. Let's switch gears and go to the Olympics. So there was a lot of controversy today because it appeared that there was a trans woman beating up on a biological woman and made her quit in like 48 seconds, like hit her with the heart, one of the hardest right hooks I've ever seen in a woman's fight. And that was, you know, that was trending. A lot of people jumped out and were just like, yo, men should not be in women's sports. I can't believe the Olympics allowed this. Can't boom, boom. Then I started seeing whispers of her, of apparently that is a biological woman that in red. She was born female. She's in, what country is this from? What country is she from?
Talk about my trends.
That's what, yeah.
Just want to smash from, some women.
From Algeria, and Algeria is very strict on transition and trans stuff. So, like, they're not with none of that stuff. And this woman, apparently, just has a high level of testosterone because she was born intersex. And people can't understand that, and it's not trans. So it's been a huge controversy today.
Yeah, I did hear both sides of the story. And because I'm not there, I don't know. You know, I'm pretty sure they didn't go and look in her panties and go, box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She did hit her with some hard. That shit was like a haymaker. And so I'm not really sure of all the details. I know optically what it looked like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just like you can't recognize disabilities from physically looking at them, I don't know. So I don't want to, you know, cross the line and say, but people were in an uproar on both sides of that story. Maybe that's the way the women in that country. What country is that again?
Algeria.
Make sure you never go to Algeria, Malcolm. Don't. I don't want to talk about my trends. I just want to smash some women out there.
Yeah, I watched that clip. I watched that clip again today because I'm just like, yo, South Park be on it, man.
Yeah, they be on that shit. They be on that shit heavy. So
South Park be on it. But so it was funny because there are certain times where you don't jump out with your opinion, and that's the universe kind of just telling you to just chill.
Right.
Because everybody, people who I've never seen speak about women's boxing ever.
Yes.
Had a real strong opinion about this, and as they should. Like, if this was a biological man who just transitioned and identifies as a woman now, beating up on a woman in the Olympics, like, what the hell? But the fact that there's more to the story is just like, okay.
Yeah, right. But see, in the era which you're out for clicks and bait and all that kind of stuff, you're trying to get out ahead of these stories early. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I peeped it. Malcolm has trained me to say, Dad, that story might not even be true. Like, I don't know if this story is true about that grandmother who was pulling into a handicapped parking space, right? And some kids jumped in front of it. And, you know, they got out, two white kids, and went about their business. And they said grandma waited 2 hours for them to come out. And when they came out, she asked them, are you handicapped? Nah, I ain't handicapped. And she pulled out the blicky and shot the white boy in both his knees. obviously he's handicapped now, if both of knees fucked up. Then she got in her car and the police was coming and she had a shootout with the police and they arrested her and asked her what happened. She said, well, I got to get them before they get me.
Fake as hell.
You know what I'm saying? And I was ready to run with that story. And then I had to have, I had Malcolm in my head movies going, dad, does that sound right?
When we first started this show, the stories he would put in the chat, I'm just like, it's no way that's true.
Yeah.
It's no way in hell that's true. And then we would look it up and, or it'd be like 10 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they put more sauce on it. I was just like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But that's been a great story. That's been a great story.
Yeah. They said grandma wasn't having it. They had a picture of her too, like, you know, a picture up. I'm like, damn, grandma, gangster. Like, you don't just be taking a parking spot, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then I said, nah, hold on, Dad.
Yo, did we find out if the excerpts from the Kim Porter book true?
Now, that's another thing. A couple of people are reporting it. And then they said she had 2 and 3 people who had versions of the book. Maybe you got 40 pages, this one got 40 pages, or this and that. And, you know, so I don't know how true the story is. I don't know if some of that stuff is being planted. Could be planted by Diddy's team so that he can rebuke it quickly and go, see, this is clearly a lie. You don't know to what level this thing goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Tisa Towers is the worst. You know, I can't even, first of all, she take 3 hours to tell a 5-minute story. You know what I mean? And so I may read the title of it sometime and be like, oh, that's what she's talking about. But don't necessarily mean that shit is true half the damn time.
Yeah.
Because today she had a title, Jay-Z is squealing on Diddy. And I'm like, oh boy. Here we go. Then she went into a whole spiel about her cooking and cookies and Oreo cookies and a whole bunch of shit. But I do think the Kim Porter thing, people speak from the grave, Malcolm. People do speak from the grave in their own way. And if she was, there's always been rumors of her writing. And Diddy was allegedly had her house bugged because he was obsessed with her. And so... You know, if there's a loose end around here and there, you never really know. Because I'm hearing she had a burner phone, too, and they can't find that, you know, with recordings and other things. So you never really know, you know?
Yeah, we spoke about Vibes Cartel a little earlier. We did. All right. You want to get some more stuff?
Let's do it.
Let's get some more stuff.
I done hit the wrong shit. Let's get it.
So, Cardi B announced that she's having another baby.
Okay, hold on. Let me clap that up. Yeah. Life is good for Cardi.
Yeah. And she is divorcing Offset as well.
And she's divorcing Offset as well.
And I'm not gonna lie. When I found out she was pregnant, because selfish me, I just want the album. You know what I mean? And it feels like every time she's about to put out an album, she gets pregnant, and then she doesn't put out the album. She doesn't tour. And it's like, come on, man. So I just want the album from her because I like the one. The last one.
I was talking to Mama Dot before the show came on, and Mama Dot said that's the only album she got out. I said that's the only album she has out, and I like the album, too, for a first-time album.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to sit here and say she wrote any of that stuff. But I just thought she became the next wave of female artist that was entering into a very isolated market, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
She came through with a flair. And, you know, but then you got to ask yourself, money only heightens who you are. Now, what do I mean by that, right? If you a sucker and now you got money, you still a sucker. I don't care how you dress it up. If niggas was taxing you before, they're going to always tax you, right? If her being a stripper and all of those other things was really about her trying to find herself and really wanting just a better life for herself. Guess what the money provided for her?
Yeah.
A better life for herself, right? A better life for her children and and, you know, lifestyle. And because she doesn't seem pressed to make an album, like her ego ain't involved. She looking around like, shit, I got it good around here. I done spit out two, a now third kid coming from this nigga. So he's locked up, still probably getting some residuals off my music. I'm good. And so that may be what we're seeing, sort of like with Eve, you know, who put out an album or two. Yeah. And then once you hook up with a billionaire and he opened you up to a whole nother lifestyle, it's like, well, shit. I mean, why would I be out here rapping, watching my back and knee and a no-fly zone? I got to check in. And why go through all of the injury? Because the industry is ugly, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
The industry is ugly, man. So if you get up, and I'm not saying that's what she did, but if you get up, it's like, man, listen, I'm up, you know? Now, the company might be like, look, we need another album.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we signed you for 7 albums.
Yeah, and so she's assigned to Atlantic, and Lucian Grange's son is taking over Atlantic now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
what's
I don't know what that means.
Lucian? He going to jail?
I don't know. I don't know. He might be just stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Side note, I saw Clive Davis recently. He looked like he about to kick the bucket, B.
He looked like he's not long for this world.
He was like, they said, well, sir, what about Diddy? He was like, who? That nigga looked like he was about to die. So his shitty ass probably just gonna croak. And he gonna take all them secrets with him. Yeah. Trust me, them white people are not going down for that shit Diddy doing.
Somebody said, you don't get rich off album sales. No, but rappers now, they get rich off endorsements and shows.
Right. And no, she getting rich off another nigga. That, I didn't say it was her album sales. It could be because of his album sales.
No, but she got Pepsi. She got Pepsi endorsements. Yeah. She got a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got endorsements.
She got big
like right now,
endorsements.
She just announced a Marc Jacobs deal today.
Yeah, I saw.
So you know what I'm saying? So
that residual money is way more than the album. The albums now, because of the 360 deal, really don't generate the artist any money. It's just a tool that gets you the Pepsi deal, gets you maybe on a big-ass concert and some other stuff. Back in the days, your album sales was all you had and your show money. Now it's corporations rule everything around me. Cream, get the money. And then she got another nigga money. Right?
Yeah.
Because she got three of his kids, right?
Yes.
That.
You can chalk that up.
Along with endorsements, the cost of living in Atlanta, you know, they might have owned their home. Shit, she up. Based
she
on
up, yeah.
from the projects and Highbridge projects, Pissy Staircases. No, she up. She up. Don't get
it's
it
true.
Twisted. Yeah.
This is true. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. Get your questions ready. We're going to come back with a few stories. And then get up out of here. All right. So we'll be right back.
Start that weekend.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow. And we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we are back.
We are back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it always. Don't forget to visit shopurbanx.com. Get some of those Gathering of the Masters shirts. Get a bag. All that good stuff. Visit sendinginfinitegoddess.com. Visit turnanewleaf.com. Visit all that stuff. Oh, real quick. Also, if you are... This is what I did for the School of Excellence. I put together a all-in-one cheat sheet guide PDF. in which I included 50 online businesses you could start for either free or $1,000 in startup if you want to. I put together a checklist for online business if you want to start it. I put together, what else is included? Self-assessment, what kind of entrepreneur you are, self-assessment. I put together 10 books that you can read that'll help you along your way. I put together a whole list of tools and softwares that we use to run our business as well. It's all there. Go to schoolofexcellence.com. It's completely free. And yeah.
Man, you've been working.
Yeah. I've been working.
I like it.
Yeah. I did a video yesterday on how you can use AI to create a bunch of content. A lot of people who appreciate that. A lot of people who didn't even know what I do. And it was like, oh, snap. I didn't know you could do that. Yeah.
So
that was cool.
Nice. So quick, somebody asked me what kind of Benz I drive. I don't drive a Benz. I can't afford a Benz.
Odyssey drives a Benz.
I don't drive.
Odyssey drives a Benz.
I drive a Ford.
I drive a Malibu. Yo, it's so many people with Malibus out here in Delaware. Like, everybody has one. Everybody. I don't know what, you know.
Guess it gets good on mileage or something down there.
Yeah. So let's get to some more stuff, guys, before we get up out of here. Get your questions ready. We're going to take some questions in a little bit.
If you bring me a copy of Health Comp Cola, will you? If I bring my copy, of course. Down to Atlanta? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I will sign it for you.
Yeah. That'd be fine if you didn't. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, come on now. I'm going to do that.
Nah, I can't sign that for you, fam.
Nah, son.
Take that with you.
I charge $500 for an interview. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, buy two more and I buy. I might sign one.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I got you.
So, speaking of business, right? This is a lesson in business. Don't stop the thing that's working. So Nike apparently lost $25 billion in market cap as a result of some moves that they made. And one of the moves is that they cut a lot of their licensing agreements when it came to like their retailers, like Foot Locker and the Foot Locker stores and stuff like that.
Mm.
So they were trying to do a more direct-to-consumer model.
I remember when they did that, yes.
Yes, they were trying to do a more direct-to-consumer model and lost a lot of money as a result of that. And from what I'm hearing is a lot of people on the board, a lot of people who are running the show now, they are real numbers-based. They're trying to do everything analytical, very numbers, instead of, again, what's been working and what's been, and don't get me wrong, sometimes you do have to innovate. And I think Nike is a big enough company to where they could test. So to try to cut out the middleman like that was not a good idea.
Because the middleman was connected to the streets. Sort of like, even though we're talking about a different subject, when George Steinbrenner died from the Yankees, right? Mm-hmm. And his sons took over. His sons are number crunchers.
Yeah.
And this is why we haven't won a World Series in 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, with dad, we go, who popping out here?
Yeah.
Who the best pitcher?
Pay him.
Who the best hitter? Pay him.
Yeah.
And bring it in the seats, and then we win because he was obsessed with winning. And so when sometimes you play this number game and think people are going to come directly to you, people had a relationship with Foot Locker.
Yeah.
People had a relationship with these other places. And by removing that and make people have to go to you, it's sort of like Malcolm. When we left YouTube and had our own cable channel. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
We had our own. We said, listen, we could curse, say, what the fuck, pussy, everything. Because we got our own channel. And we opened the floodgates and we sat and we waited. And we waited.
And we waited.
And we waited, and nobody came. Because they were, it took us a while to realize they were used to YouTube. We tried to go direct to consumer, even though we still have a membership, which we can do that. But the majority of the people, they just like YouTube, man. And so this is where they want to see us. And we tried, and we failed.
Yeah.
Then we had to come back with our tail between our legs.
Act like nothing happened. Like, hey, guys, we're back.
Hey. Hey, we miss you guys. We back.
We back. Facts.
So Nike on a grander scale. These
just
are just
the same
lessons.
Thing.
You know, yeah. Same thing.
Just tried the same thing.
Yeah.
So crazy. And you know what's crazy too? Because even like the Nike website, the Nike apps and stuff like that, terrible. Like people be trying to get sneakers and bots buy them and it's terrible. So they, that wasn't a smart move. It wasn't. So, all right. Jay Knight, man, you say the same thing and you never email me, bro. I be dealing with other people's memberships. You never email me. Email.
Stop info playing, Jay Knight, man. We get you hooked up.
Yeah, I got you. Let's get some more stuff. I'm hearing R. Kelly. This was from TMZ. R. Kelly said that his crimes happened a long time ago and they should be barred due to the statute of limitation.
I don't know how he gonna ride on that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. I mean, but when you got, listen, Michael, when you got a lot of time and you in jail, you might as well try that shit. You know what? I was fucking with them girls. They adults now. You can't, you might as well throw it all out there. Yeah. He's going to spend the rest of his living life.
Listen, I thought the same thing about Vybz Kartel. He's out.
Yeah, but that's Jamaica. Wasn't he in a Jamaican prison or something?
Bro, Jamaican jail. Yo, listen, that government.
That's what I'm saying. No disrespect to my Jamaicans. I love y'all.
Like they tough.
They tough, but corruption is corruption.
Yeah, true that.
You know what I mean?
True that.
You know, so.
This is true. Okay. All right.
And that's across the board. America's corrupt too. It's just a bigger corrupt system.
Yeah.
You know, you get one of them third world countries where, you know, Yo, side note, I don't know where I saw that. I saw this on YouTube. They said one of these prisons in Colombia, one of these countries, you never gonna leave there. When you go there, and I saw the prison.
Yeah.
Dude, you go in that joint, you ain't coming home. It's nothing but gangbangers in there. The whole prison. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched, I forget what season that was of Lost, and they ended up in one of those prisons in another country, and like the prisoners ran it.
Yes.
Like the cops just kind of throw you in there, close the door real quick, and
that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's your ass. So make sure you read the brochure when you on your way to one of them countries. What's the laws? Okay, because if I fuck up here, that's a wrap.
That is a fear of mine. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Jeez.
Absolutely not. Did you see them racist folks in Nashville heckling those kids? No. What were they doing?
I did calling them nigglets or something and all of that. I think the kids were selling candy or something. I'm not sure what it was.
No.
This is America. Come on, guys. Did you hear about the Crocs owner, though? The owner of Crocs was arguing with somebody and called them the N-word with the hard R. And so now there's a campaign to cancel.
Oh, no.
Come on now.
Oh, no.
Listen, I like my Crocs. My daughter buys different flavors of these.
Oh, well. We'll get the fake ones. They cheaper anyway.
And then cool. I'll be like, well, did he really say the R-word or, you know. Yeah, so that's what they're saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Facts.
This is comfy, guys. Dad and Malcolm, did you see the video where Sloan Bella did a video on Julio that Snoop Dogg put the hit? Whoa, I didn't hear that. Why was Snoop? What does he have to?
Well, listen.
He's in Florida. He's in Jacksonville. Why?
I don't know, man. Okay. I don't know about these people. I'm Sloan Bella. Sometimes, again, you got to take all of that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
She's channeling whatever the hell she channeling. Sometimes she's on point. I won't give her that, but sometimes I'm on point. That don't make me a psychic. You know.
Okay.
They said Crocs are for lazy people. Yeah, when I'm just chilling, I just...
Nah, you got to put them in sport mode.
Nah, if I put them in sport mode, I might as well wear some goddamn sneakers. Yeah.
This is true.
I wear my shit in lazy mode. But dudes who come from prison to tell you, nah, son, you... Because what happened if a fight break out?
Yeah.
I'm 56 years old. If a fight is breaking out for me, first of all, I'm going to have to warm up.
We're yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you how your family doing. You know, let me stretch. And then we can square up and fight. So
those days are going. So Peter Gray, speaking of prison, what did you think about the hostage? Yeah, so there was a prison swap between Russia and the U.S. that just happened recently. I think a journalist, a veteran, and somebody else came home from Russia. I don't know.
And who do we have to send back?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I just saw, like, as we were coming on, like, I just saw something about it.
Okay. Well, we'll address it in more details on Monday's show because I'm not too familiar with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because like, there's always something with those kind of moves, especially the, like who we gave up, like right. when we gave up like the Merchant of War, the Merchant of Death for, yeah. for Brittany Griner.
And then I heard she did. I heard she kneeled during the national anthem at the Olympics or something. I don't know how okay. true that is. And they're like, bitch, didn't America just get you out of a Russian prison? But you supposed to be on your feet, both hands in the air, saying, God bless America.
Yeah, Brittany Griner is confused, though. Man. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Because I ain't gonna lie, if they brought me home from a Russian prison, I would be an American dignitary. Shit.
Absolutely.
I'd be wearing the flag and shit, you know?
Did track start yet for the Olympics?
I don't think so. Or I'm not hearing nothing yet.
I know that the Jamaicans, because today was their Independence Day. Vibes from cartels back home. I know they're about to be
litty.
My man said Jamaica might sink when Vibes throws his first concert back.
Oh yeah.
It starts tomorrow.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
But I got my girl, what's her name?
Jakari
Richardson. I'm okay. gonna roll with her.
All right.
And her team. Yeah.
So
she got her life back in order.
So all right. So the real fast Jamaican one. I think her name is like Shelly Ann. I think that's her name. I thought she's not running the 100 meter. She's just gonna stick to the 200. So I think Jakari might take the 100 then.
Okay, because
even though Shikari's beaten Shelly Ann before.
I don't wanna get this confused. My best friend growing up, Gary Grant, I think that's his granddaughter.
Oh,
well, not his granddaughter. I think that's his brother's daughter.
Niece.
Yeah. That's his niece. Yeah. Why am I running around the block with this shit?
Yeah.
I think that's his niece, or one of them girls on that team is his actual niece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I will talk to him and find out which one it is, because he was fast as shit back in the day. Like I get on base, like, bing, you know, I run the first and shit. This nigga be on second base. He saw a double in everything. Oh, shit, them nigga. Yeah. He was... And yo, all them Jamaicans was fast. All my boys, they just, I don't know what it was, man. They was fast. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, his niece, you know.
All right, they're telling me Shelly, she's 37. Okay. All right.
She's 37 years old?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So she's probably, Sharika. Yeah, Sharika Jackson, I think. She's fast, too. I'll keep it up a little bit, you know.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, so a couple more questions. I guess we out, man.
Yeah.
I guess we're out. So I heard a rumor. I've seen some screenshots that Google seems to be helping Kamala Harris, because if you look up her name and then you let the auto stories kind of like populate, it's all good stuff.
Yes.
And then if you type in assassination, right, and you let it populate, it doesn't say Trump. Or assassination attempt. It doesn't say Trump in anything. So they're kind of burying that story, and they're burying other stories as well. That's what the
algorithms are for. You know what I mean? They can do whatever they want with those algorithms.
Fascinating, man. Fascinating
stuff. Yep.
Yeah, I saw Patrick Bit David. Yeah.
That they're using sound vibration now to put out fires. Now, I read the report. This is not spam. This is not the guy. He created this device, two guys, and it's a fire going, and they put this device to it and puts out the fire. Because everything is vibration and frequency. Right. Now, they're going to come across as if this is a new technology. We know all of this technology is old. So keep an eye. Look up the report, guys. Keep an eye on those two young guys. There's two young guys. One look Asian, one look black. And they've perfected this. It's a handheld device for now, but it's the prototype for the stuff that's coming. And so we know our government has sound weapons, that heat weapons that send out microwave heats, and they have a lot of technology going on. So soon, this may help put out fires, which I think will be a great thing.
Yeah, what else can it do?
Ooh, that's the question.
That's the question, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
What are your thoughts on the stolen election in Venezuela? I heard about that. It's actually funny because, like...
Somebody said that's a video from 9 years ago. See? There I go doing that shit. See? I just saw the story, and the shit is from 9 years ago. God damn it.
That's funny.
Don't believe anything I say. Just kind of roll with it. Check my
work. The Venezuelan election, I've been reading about that a little bit, and the same... It's funny because, like, our politicians can see what happened there and go, that was stolen election, that was fixed. And then they could see, like, a mirror situation with our stuff and not see it at all. Yeah. It was the most safe and effective election, whatever the hell term they use.
Yeah, so, yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that plays out, too, to be honest.
I don't believe any of it is real. It's all fake.
Exactly. Noah Lyles. I don't like him. He's annoying. That's the track guy was just like, NBA, how y'all the world champions? Y'all the world champions of the U.S. I don't like him. He's annoying.
Yeah. Forget about him.
He's annoying. But he's fast. But he keeps calling himself the fastest man in the world. And I'm just, I don't know.
Can we get some likes?
I asked about the Venezuelan election on Monday. So, listen, man, I've been trying to keep up on a lot of stuff. Sorry about that. Judge Joe Brown went in on Kamala Harris.
He's been going in on her for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's probably knows more about her. But none of that stuff is going to matter, guys. So, I mean, it didn't matter with Trump when he was taking out full page ads on the Central Park. None of that stuff mattered. They all hung out with Trump. That was their boy. They all made rap songs about him. Now they don't. Y'all got this thing confused, man. This has nothing to do about ethics and, none of that. This is, if I like you, I like you. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So with that being said. With that being said, don't forget to like, share or subscribe. Do one of them. We'd appreciate it.
Please make sure you're still subscribed.
Please make sure you are still subscribed. We'd appreciate that as well. We will see you guys on Monday.
Get this merch. I know
ShopUrbanX.com.
I know it's the first. You got your money. Wait a minute. I got a few dollars in my purse. How are they going to send it to me? I don't know how to use the inner thing, what all that young people can tell me about it. Yeah, so get you a nice shirt.
Jay Nightmare, email me, info@urbanx.nyc. We appreciate it. And we'll see you guys Monday.
Peace.